Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, nonviolence, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. In this episode, I continue my conversation with Dr. Amaiti May in Los Angeles. And also in this episode, announcing VCOP 9, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, an online event, April 30th to May 1st. First, let's continue our conversation with Dr. Amaiti May, who joined us via Skype in Los Angeles. The topic is Authentic Veganism, Holistic Veganism, and Why Health and Medical Freedom is an Essential Part of Veganism.
If we do not have autonomy over our own bodies to choose what we can put in our bodies, then we are essentially going to become slaves, which will make it impossible for us to advocate for animals.
Thank you, Dr. May, and thank you for being a great vegan activist for humans and the animals. And can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Great. Thank you for having me, Marlene. I have been a practicing vegan veterinarian for over 16 years. I specialize in house calls for dogs and cats. I offer acupuncture, homeopathy, laser therapy, massage, Chinese herbs, and more recently, ozone therapy. I also provide nutritional consultations, helping people transition dogs and in some cases cats to a plant-based diet. And I'm the founder of the Veterinary Association for the Protection of Animals, which is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness about the benefits of a vegan lifestyle through documentary screening events and vegan catered food events. And we've done a number of screening events in the last couple years, including Forks Over Knives and several films about the harms of vaccines. So I'd love for people to get involved if they're interested. The website vapavets.org has more information about my nonprofit.
You do so much, and you give me a lot of encouragement. Never give up. Don't lose hope.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm screening Forks Over Knives next month, Saturday, May 7th, at the Chino Valley Public Library. That's a documentary about how people can reverse type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even some forms of cancer with a whole foods plant-based diet. So that'll be a free event, and I hope that more people who are concerned about their health and, of course, the animals that we share this precious planet with will come out and learn about this. And, of course, this film has been out for over a decade now, so they can watch it online for free, actually. It's available to the public, and it has powerful information that, if they put it to use, can really be transformative.
Thank you. And I want to say that I see a clear parallel between the big pharma and animal ag in its advertising approach, in its co-option of governmental and educational agencies and medicine. It's very clear, like even when we look at what you just described, that the vegan diet helps human health, and yet throughout all these mandates, there's nothing being activated within that understanding. And so it's clear to me these mandates are a cooperation between big pharma, animal ag. What do you think about all that?
Absolutely. It's really striking how these other illnesses, like heart disease, which is one of the number one killers in the United States, has all been neglected and forgotten, and unhealthy habits are being perpetuated. So people need to realize that if they really cared about our health, they would not have been mandating things that are unhealthy. They would not have been taking us away from our friends and family, isolating people. The suicide rates have skyrocketed since the lockdown started. And I have friends that are struggling with this right now that are really in need of help because of what they're up against. And now, so many kids too are damaged psychologically because of having seen adults wearing masks, not being able to read facial expressions. And the masks do nothing to prevent illness. They actually have caused an increase in bacterial pneumonias, all kinds of health issues that have gotten worse because of these measures, and these so-called vaccines are even worse. I mean, they, like I said, have caused thousands upon thousands of injuries that have gone unreported by the mainstream news media. And yet, you know, every day we hear about someone dying, and it's not correlated with their injections. But when you look at the sequence of events, I mean, you can't deny that that was a precursor to that outcome. And so now we have like a 40% rise in deaths in the millennial population, which is unprecedented. I mean, this is something that's been documented by insurance companies. So people need to wake up. Seeing 2020 is a great documentary. I shared that last couple weeks ago in Arizona. I've shared it in L.A. Features America's frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, and many others that have treated patients successfully, and explains how harmful these masks truly are and the anxiety that our young people have experienced because of being told they're going to kill grandma if they don't wear a mask. So there's a lot that goes into these things that, you know, if people take the time to research, they'll realize how much they've been duped. And it's hard, especially in the medical professions, because there's so much indoctrination. But there are doctors who are speaking out, and I think people need to support them and realize that they are also taking a risk doing so. And that's something to be applauded and supported. But, you know, a lot of times people are up against very difficult consequences, including being fired if they speak out. So it's a tough balance.
Yes, and speaking of that, with the censorship, and it's mind-blowing because they're censoring vegan information of sharing information about health and wellness and freedom and animal liberation. That gets censored, and yet all the agenda that has been manifested through a kindest non-vegan paradigm continues to be okay to share on social media platforms. It's really insanity. That's how I see
right.
it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, more people are shifting over to other platforms. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I've been locked out for a month now because I wouldn't comply with the Facebook Protect protocol since I have so many followers on Facebook. But people can follow me on Telegram or MeWe, or just reach out directly. You know, my website is veganvet.net, and that's probably the most direct way to reach me at this point, because I just am not going to bow down to this censorship tyranny anymore. I think it's something people need to stand up and say, if that's how these platforms are going to be, then we're going to leave and go to platforms that actually allow for real, authentic communication and sharing of ideas and information.
Thank you, Dr. May. Another topic I'd like to discuss is the big picture of laboratories, pharmaceutical laboratories, and lab animal breeding facilities, of what goes on.
Yeah, aborted fetal cells find their ways into these injections, formaldehyde, monkey kidney cells, bovine calf serum. I mean, it's a lot of stuff we don't even know about. Graphene oxide has been isolated, and under microscope, it's, you know, it's been viewed, and even these other unidentifiable structures that could be some sort of organism that we don't even know about. It's so tiny. It's hard to identify. We don't know everything that goes into those shots. I mean, what the animals go through that have to be subjected to, you know, unfair treatment and, you know, whatever they're being subjected to. We don't know the full details, but it's terrible. I mean, I've helped out with beagles who were rescued from laboratories and rehomed into to good homes after they were rescued from those situations. And it can take these animals years to really feel comfortable in their own skin and feel at ease, not be traumatized because of all the abuse that they've been through for years and years in these laboratories. So we don't know all that goes on. And, you know, ultimately, we do have to take these companies to task and hold them accountable by, I think, not supporting them monetarily, for one thing, you know, not buying their products, just like a traditional boycott of any non-vegan item that we don't want to support economically. So when it comes to pharmaceutical industry, it's a tricky balance because there may be times when people feel they don't have other options if they're not able to access the more natural remedies, or if they're censored and they don't know they exist and they're limited options. But, you know, people can follow some of the unconventional or natural approaches and get more insights.
Thank you, Dr. May. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I urge everyone who's listening to take action to help stop 5G, to stop the vaccine mandates, and to bring awareness to natural health measures that we can all take to be healthy, eating a vegan plant-based diet, organic, taking appropriate supplements such as vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and also doing some detoxification to eliminate some of the nanotechnology particles that we invariably ingest or inhale. And so it's a good idea to do like Epsom salts in a bath with baking soda, and that can help eliminate some of these toxic chemicals from our system. And if anyone wants to get more involved in helping to stop 5G, please check out 5GFreeCalifornia.org. That would be very helpful to bring about health for all.
Thank you. And what contact information can you give for those who'd like to be in touch with you?
Oh, sure. MyVeganVet@gmail.com is the direct email to get in touch with me. VeganVet@gmail.com.
Thank you, Dr. May.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. We're listening to the music of Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is the Cavs song. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with this program on authentic veganism, holistic veganism, freedom for all without discrimination. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management.
Hi, this is Hector. You are listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM. Community radio serving Central Mass. Online at WCUW.org.
Hi there, Tears of Dollar reminding you to come join Solar Live on Sunday mornings, where you'll get smooth jazz, cool sounds, and all that soul, from dynamic music, the latest cultural events, and weather reports on every hour. Here's the live exciting side of Worcester County After Dark. So make the date. Yours truly, Tears of Dollar, Solar Live Experience, Sunday mornings, 3 to 6 a.m. on WCUW. 91.3 FM.
Tune in every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 12 midnight until 3 a.m. It's the Love Session on 91.3 WCW Worcester with DJ Chuck Chillin. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell your fam. You might even want to tell your mama and them.
Welcome back from the break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. The information provided in this program is for educational purposes only. No medical advice. We're discussing holistic veganism and health freedom. From a personal perspective, I'd like to share that I'm a World Peace Diet facilitator. And our philosophy is that veganism is the first step to end the cycle of suffering for all beings on this planet. intentional harmlessness. As we sow, we reap. Therefore, how can carnist humanity, non-vegan humanity, expect to be free from dis-ease and tyranny?
So what about the vaccine? What about deaths? You know, Dr. Urso had alluded to that we have some concerns about these high numbers. What's going on? You know, we see the headlines, like Dr. Merritt mentioned, 13-year-old, 3 days after a shot, dies. 15-year-old dies of a heart attack. You know, 10 children so far in the VAERS reports, probably more now, death after heart attacks. 39-year-old mom of three, death after the shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we see the headlines. Investigational vaccine. They keep lying to the American public by calling it a vaccine. They keep taking the word investigational off as what they call it in the emergency authorization. They keep not calling it what it is, investigational, an experiment on humanity. So you tell me you want to give a 12-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 13-year-old, an 18-year-old a shot, and we see about a 200 times increase in myocarditis in our society right now? Stop and think about what we're doing. Insanity. We need to stop the insanity immediately.
I encourage everyone to view videos of lab animal breeding facilities, as well as the farmed animals. And one sees it's the youngsters, it's the young ones, the majority of the victims in carnist culture. Let's stop the insanity.
In the Pfizer paperwork and application, it clearly states that in the rats, there was a 16% decrease in fertility. So what's it doing to humanity? Guess what? The answer is, we don't know, because we don't have long-term safety data yet. It's an experiment. Humanity is the phase 3 trial.
That was Dr. Ryan Cole at the White Coat Summit last year, edited version, to help in understanding some of Dr. May's messages. And I also have an announcement of a debate invitation. Here's some of the details. April 10th, 2022. This is from Steve Kirsch. Quote, my 100K challenge to New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Let's have a discussion on the science behind the New York City mandates. At the suggestion of New York City firefighter Sophie Medina, I have decided to challenge the mayors of the 10 biggest cities to a debate. New York City firefighter Sophie Medina met with me at the Pasadena Hilton today to suggest that I, along with 5 of my team members, challenge New York City Mayor Eric Adams, along with his team of medical advisors, and as many helpers as they want, to a 3-hour debate on the science behind the New York City mandates. Both sides will have an equal amount of talk time. I'm willing to donate $100,000 to the mayor's favorite charity to incentivize the mayor to come to the table and show us all how he and his team got it right and me and my team got it wrong. Since the mayor believes he got it right, then he has absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain, $100,000 and reducing vaccine hesitancy. Furthermore, I'm willing to extend my offer to the mayor of the 10 largest cities in America. This limits my out-of-pocket cost to $1 million. Do you think any mayor in the U.S. will accept my offer? This offer only works if it is widely known. This is where you come in. Hit that share link. Thanks. End quote. Steve Kirsch. For those who don't know, the current New York City mayor, although not vegan, has been heralded as a plant-based advocate. Let's keep free speech rolling in America. And let's have a little musical interlude. This is Entice, the lyrical vegan, a talented vegan activist in New York.
So yesterday I said there's a difference between being vegan and being an activist. I'm going to throw plant-based in there. So when you're plant-based, it's just about you and food. Food pictures, food posts, food videos, food. Health, the diet, blood work, what your doctor says. It's just you and food. That's where it stops. When you're vegan, you do think about the animals. They are in your heart. They're in your mind. But you're just vegan at home. That's it. You're vegan throughout the day. You're vegan when you go out, which is good. But when you're an activist, you use your voice. And you want to end this injustice. That's what animal abuse is. It is a massive injustice that's happening, and it needs to end. So activists, that's what we do. We try to get people to stop slitting throats, stop sending babies to gas chambers, stop skinning animals alive, stop testing on them, stop enslaving them for entertainment.
This is her latest song. Beaster.
I thought it said Jesus died for your sins. Not that he died for you too, son. Oh, he put animals here for you? Really? The animals that scream for their lives, they'd say otherwise. You think there's slaughterhouses in heaven? You think Jesus is up there slitting the throats of baby animals? Slitting the throats of anyone? Blood dripping off of him? He'd be disgusted, actually. As am I. Entice. So nice.
Easter outfit, you bought it. Holy Spirit, you caught it. Before the sun, before it rose, for anyone even saw it. At the service at sunrise, Sunday school, you taught it. But your animal abuse, that you choose, it says the devil, you sport it. Cruelty, you applaud it. Hypocrisy, you hoard it. His resurrection should be the light, but you don't even look towards it. You're too busy chopping off legs of lambs and poured it. Evil choices in your head every day like you snort it. So Passover, turn your Bible, flip it over. Conversation about Lent is over. You fill your body with sin and murder. Not religious, so malicious. Tortured bodies, you say delicious. Everything you do is vicious. Your holy world, so fictitious. Wanna know how? Here's a lesson. You say your sons are a blessing. What if you never had possession? When they were born, someone kept them and gassed them or to blend them. You pay for someone else's depression. When you pay for the eggs, for the Easter hunt, for the dying trays. Since male chicks, they don't lay eggs. They see them all as a waste. And that's how you celebrate him rising up from the grave with mother hens, all enslaved, exploiting her for a period eggs. As a mother, you should feel ashamed. As a woman, you should feel the same. You honor him with violent habits. Your Easter basket is a casket. Candy pack is full of ashes of the dead. Cause you ask it, you demand it. You the devil go hand in hand. And I'm pretty sure all his lambs shouldn't be in slaughterhouse from slaughter vans. Chopped up in a baking pan. You choose the work of Satan. You preach his work from a fake stance. This is a holy day, man. We're so holy. Tormenting small babies so slow. You pay to send them through the mail, alive and so lonely, all covered in color. No one gets to see the mother. No one gets to see their sons. No one gets to see the daughters. No one gets to see the fathers. So how come you do when you're evil like voodoo? Morals lost like Blues Clues. You take something so spiritual. Make me get all lyrical to show you how you're violent, you're terrible, you're cynical. You use him for abuse and you call it a miracle. You terrorize from sunup and it started with your cereal. Try to silence me, I'm turned up just like a stereo. When you put animal abuse on top, just like where the cherry goes, you have more red on your hands than the head of Ariel. Stained with their blood, man, you make this material. Your rationale holds no water, more holes than a Cheerio. When you try to justify all your violent scenarios, you use Jesus to do it, and it's really quite scary though. And it'll come back around on you, just like how a Mary goes.
April 2022. That song we just heard is called Beaster by Entice the Lyrical Vegan. And to close out this episode of Vegan Nation, I'd like to share information about the upcoming Convergence VCOP 9. Here's Dr. Sal Eshraw.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, wherever you are. Welcome to the Vegan World 2026 Moonshot Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about VCOP 9, the Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 9. Now, VCOP 9 was started because the Conference of the Parties at the UN refused to talk about animal agriculture. And they even serve meat and dairy in the cafeterias. So it's absolutely farcical what's going on at the UN. And this is why we said we have to start something that is serious and take into account every aspect of the problem, including our consumption of animals and animal products. I'm joined today by two of the numerous organizers behind the scenes who have been working on this. There's Rebecca Allen and Tammy Hay. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here. Let me begin by asking you, Rebecca, why are you so involved with VCOP? I mean, you've done it time and again.
I think it's the vision of hope and the opportunity to be a part of, well, as you have said, the greatest transformation in history.
Thank you. How about you, Tammy? I know you've also been putting so much effort into this.
when Yusadash came back from FECOP 26 and you said, you know, it's just a catastrophe. You know, they're not talking about the cow in the room, you know, which you call vegan now. They're not talking about animal agriculture and what a huge impact, the greatest impact it has on our planet and the ability to access a world of healing and peace. So here we are feeling so much energy and hope joining together. Some people have been doing this advocacy work for 60 years, like another vegan grandmother, Judy Carman, who wrote Homo Ahimsa, or I found out about Climate Healers and Vegan World 2026 by joining Dr. Will Tuttle in a circle of compassionate people talking about why veganism matters. And he said he was going to a convergence on the weekend. And I'm like, where is it? Who is it? Who are they? This is a convergence, international convergence. And I noticed as I was looking over the Trello board again, there's so many people talking about the dairy industry, because a lot of people that go vegetarian, they think dairy is kind of benign, you know, we're not really killing anything, but we're really bringing this to the forefront with all of the farmers that have become vegan and stopped dairy farming, which is super exciting.
We just heard a recording of some of the organizers of VCOP 9, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 9. Visit climatehealers.org for more information. Please understand that in this time of global chaos, crisis, and dis-ease, we're doing our best to unify for animal liberation, human liberation, peace, nonviolence, health, and freedom for all without discrimination. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. The views that I've expressed are solely my own. I'd like to thank my guest, Dr. Amaiti May, in Los Angeles. You can hear part one of her interview in the Vegan Nation archives at vegansradio.com. Again, I'd like to announce the upcoming VCOP 9, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, April 30th to May 1st, an online event. Visit climatehealers.org for more information and the many documentaries that they'll be screening during this convergence. Also, many thanks to Entice, the lyrical vegan, for sharing her powerful, important songs. In deep veganism philosophy, our collective actions of humanity co-create vibrations that perpetuate, affecting all on the planet. When we exploit, enslave, and harm others, including the quote-unquote lab animals, by the millions and trillions, and farmed animals, etc. So let's work together to co-create a vegan paradigm on planet Earth. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with more from Animal Songs by Will Tuttle. This is To Be Free. And this is Marlene wishing you a good day. We heard Will Tuttle's song, The Calf Song, earlier in the program. And we'll also go out with Monkeys with Drums. Much thanks to all the vegan educators, It's Okay to Love Me, musicians, activists, and entrepreneurs. We appreciate you. Much thanks to Carlos Garcia in Hawaii for Monkeys with Drums, It's Okay to Love Me. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.